Sunday, 25th of July, Robert Shrugi Kellis, ovens, microwaves, and stoves.
Brichem Abuim Mesayim Hashem, Fogem Shum Aleichem, Kellis Lita, in the Zakhir Bemis, the Moedas Vita Zikhir Rabin, the House of Privilege and of Schiss, the Ends of Smedish, as Sazan Achsani Shal Teile, Hoshem, Yeah, you last year again a made a success and Zeta before 9:30 and I know Duk Shemas is the Sabbath Sapsa by Medrusha. So as we gave my guys to Shkoya for our Kalis for giving the Shiyim Dum Besmedish and so all the Zeichas and Limmers and the Lamb of Dishma Velasis.
Stoves, microwaves, ovens, a general akdama. Before we start, the Olam Zeicha Dor, a grace of Merida Aska, a grace of Zin, and we come, our job, and my job, Al-Kopan, is Yarchik Halo, when I spoke to the Rav and Erev Shabbos, our job is, my job, Al-Kopan, is to stay over the Dvarim Apshutim. Bring back the Alocha Yediyas Apshutim to the Olam. Things that are pashit, be it in Basav Chalav, be it in Kleshem Mishpat, be it in Tefillah, and all the different sagas. There are shailas that come up that, of course, we'll discuss, which are not Dvarim Pshutim. Some of them are not Dvarim Pshutim. Some of them are shailas for Merida Asa. Well, of course, we'll bring out the Dvarim. We'll say over the Halacha, as it'll sound like Achra, it'll sound like a Psak. But as the Shach says in Yerideya, that I don't have a koyach to come into such a grace of Shul, such a grace of Mokim Taita. A grace of Rav, and to say over my psak, never chalila v'chasim, never crossed my mind to even have a havamin of saying my psak. So even if the dvarim sound like a hachra and they sound like a psak, it's not meant to be a psak. It's meant to be ma'ir the oilam. The dvarim hapshutim, those are a psak. The dvarim that come straight from Shulchan Aruch, that's a psak that we don't have to be scared about. But the dvarim that require a hachra, that they have the grace of ma'ir the asim, the grace of zin. But the dvarim hapshutim, but there well, most of what we'll be saying in this year are dvarim hapshutim. Like Mesilas Yesharim starts out, the tablets is just to remind us of the Dvarim Apshutim. But stoves, ovens, microwaves. So I was very nervous to start with such a topic. Emes, it's neged my rotzen. Why? Not because the topic is not a Gishmaka topic, a Chashim topic, but simply because right away a person hears the word Basar B'chalav and hears the word stoves, microwaves, ovens, the brain turns off. Right? You get, imagine, you know, people hear these words, basar b'chalav and this, and you start thinking, get a mental block. You start getting nervous. You know, you get some, sometimes these gemaras, the gemaras in, you know, the place, the gemaras of Tumah V'Taira, or gemaras of, like, these master strength, the brain turns off. Sometimes it can be the easiest gemara in the world. How about that? Basar b'chalav and this. So today, Bez Hashem, our job is to make these dvarim pshutim ma'oit. Dvarim basar b'chalav, it's all that. I'm not saying these are dvarim ha'kashim, and the Kailim spent many, many years learning each of these topics, but we will come and say dvarim pshutim ma'oit. And there's nothing to be nervous about. There's a lot of shailas. Is my challah fleishiks? Is my challah milchiks? Everyone wants to know. I bake the challah erev Shabbos. Is it fleishiks? Is it milchiks? Everyone wants to know. I have noodles in the fridge. Are the noodles, are they milchiks, fleishiks? Do I have to wait 6 hours? All different shailas that come up. Microwave. You know, there's something about a microwave. Some people, yeah, machmir. Some people, microwave. Some people like saying, microwave's not a shaila. So, yeah, shaila. Also, see that. Some people go away. They want to know about using the ovens, the grates. All the different things. All the different shailas that come up. And all the different mental blocks. Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem. I'm going to jump right over the mental blocks. And there's a shaila which takes us back to the previous site, the Babas and the Zaydis. They didn't have all these shaylas. So, when Rav was there in the, you know, I somewhat remember this already. There was one oven, the Ganzer Stadt, and who used the oven? The Goyim used the oven, and the Yidin used the oven. Oh, I heard this from a Yid, he's 102 years old. He told me he remembers, in Dein Stadt, they used the oven, the Goyim used the oven, the Yidin used the oven. Oh, jeez. Sounds like, you know, Heimische Hechscher and does. Is this Mutter? Is that not Mutter? Different shaylas. Another shayla, I was on the plane, and I saw Ayid, he was eating a meal, special kosher, very, very special, not very kosher. It was badat nonetheless. What's the pshat? Very, very kosher, but special, not kosher. He was eating it. I went over to Ayid, I said to him, you should just know Rabbi Yid, it's a shayla, you might be eating treif. Why is the seed eating treif? And it was sealed. It was triple sealed. We'll see. Triple sealed. But the seed, he might be eating treif. So let's shut in that. So Bez Hashem, we'll start out, Dvarim Apshutim, and then we'll get to the Shaitis. There is a concept in Halacha, which is very, very simple, known as Shtei Kedeides Hanoges Ubezu. What this means in English, make it very, very simple, very light, is that heat cannot be fleishes, and heat cannot be milchiks, and heat can't be treif. There's no such thing as fleishika and milchika heat and treif heat. The concept of something hot, that is not enough to remove bleis from one place to another place. We know there's a musig known as bleis, that's the aleph base of all basar v'chalav, and all the tafis, everybody knows, that we don't know how and why, but there's little bits of the food, whether it was melchiks, or whether it was fleishiks, and those little bits, they get absorbed inside your pot. So that's why if you have a pot, and the pot is one clean 100%, and it's fleishiks, and it's clean 100%, and you use it within 24 hours to cook a fleishika meal, the food inside there is nothing left, it's totally clean, and now you go and cook inside there milchiks, you take the milk, and you cook it inside there, that food is 100% treif, and it's aser behano, and you have to throw it, and you have to maybe burn it, and make sure a goy, don't even give it to a goy, because the bleis come out. How did the bleis come out? The absorbed bits that went into the pot. How did the bleis come out? So the first yisoid that you have to know in basar b'chalav and tarkus in general is bleis. It's not a magic. You have to somehow get those bleis out. How do you get those bleis out? So there's a few ways to get things treif. One way is if there's actual bits. If foods touch, milchik foods touch, fleishik foods touch. That's about it. That's treif. That's two things that are touching that should not be touching. A non-kosher food that touches a kosher food. That's we understand. But let's say you have the absorbed bits, the bleis that we're talking about, inside pots, and we'll see in a moment, inside your oven, inside your microwave. How do you get those bleis out? So there's only one way. If something was hot, and the hot is touching something else hot, it wouldn't be enough. If you have a milchik pot, I'm not suggesting this, we'll see in a moment. A milchik, a lot of the things we'll discuss today, we'll see. Not everything is a chachiva. But you have a milchik pot, it's touching a fleishik pot on the outside. And the surfaces are dry. They're not wet, there's no liquid, not getting involved, no moisture. Dry pot, they touch. This halacha lemaisa, the food is 100% still kosher. Because in order for the bleis, the absorbed bits, there's no milk that went into your pot, there's no spritz, there's no nothing. So what is it that's coming from the milk? And the only possibility are the bleis that live where? In the pot themselves. The bleis, the absorbed bits, they live in the pot. For them to come out and go next door to the fleishik, they have to be removed. But it's hot. It's milk like hot. It's fleishik hot. And they're touching. Heat does not remove bleis. The only way to remove bleis is al yidei liquid. That's the aside. So if I have a liquid in between, now we got problems. It's a bit of a shish, and that's not a topic right now. But once I have a liquid, liquids remove bleis. They take the bleis from there, they put them over there, and that's when we start our problems. That's the aleph. Base. What is an example of a liquid? Says the Rosh, the Chuvas HaRosh, brought in Shulchan Aruch, here they are sitting inside the base, it has and test over there, this is discussed. Over there discussed the concept of Zeya. Zeya, Zeya is what's going on in America right now, if anybody knows from the news. Zeya hot. Of a Zeya Shvitz. What's Zeya? So foods also have Zeya. This kind of, the Rosh is talking about a milk. The milk has liquid. So we say, you have milk over here, and you have over here on top of the milk, you have meat, and they're in the same oven. What should be the problem? Well, they're in the same oven, it's hot, right? It's not enough, because heat does not transfer bleis. We have to have them touching, we have to have liquid, we have to... Says the Rosh, he brings from Hamishnah and Machshirin, of all places. He said the liquid of the milk goes up. That's what he's talking about over there. The liquid of the milk goes up, the steam. Inside the milk, there's bits of milk in the liquid, and the juice going up. The milk goes into the fleishik fellow on top. It could be treif, it could be milk, it could be fleishik right now, but it doesn't make a difference in our discussion. And the zeya, which lies inside that milk, the shvitz, the milk of the shvitz, is milchiks itself, and that sweat goes into the fleishiks, and now you have yourself a cheeseburger. That's not all, that's the mitzvah, and that's zeya. That's zeya, zeya. Big problem if you take a pot cover, the lid of a milchika pot, and you accidentally take this milchika pot lid and you put it onto a fleishika pot. He put it on the pot. So now, why should it be treif? There was nothing wrong. It's very hot, enechanami, and the pot is also very hot, but the liquid level didn't reach the top of the pot. The part that's touching this metal is hot, hot, hot fleish. I'll give you an example. A hot fleishika lid that touches a hot milchika pot. Is that kosher? Still kosher. Absolutely kosher, no liquid. But now we have Zeya, says the Vilna Gaon, sitting inside a gimel. The next gimel. The Zeya goes up, the pot is over, he has milk, it's in this pot, it's going up, goes up, touches the top of the pot was a fleshika lid, so now it goes up, it comes down, it holds it in, it brings it, how it works is not for our sugya right now, but it goes up and it comes down, and that, Rabbi Yisai is treif, even if inside the pot, there would be power if it could be a problem, it could be a major problem, you have power of a vegetable soup, in a fleshika pot, he takes accidentally a milchika lid, he puts it on there, so now the zeh, I'm not getting involved, if it's hainab and yoyim, not, but the zeh goes up, the steam goes up, takes out the absorbed bits that were in the lid, and it brings it down, now into the pot, but you have fleshika lids that are coming out, and now you have a problem. So this avosai is your side number two. Your side number three. So what about our ovens? No. So I'll tell you a story. In the Haim, I remember. In the Haim, the way it was, when they would put inside, you know, Friday Shabbos afternoon, they would come there with a cholent. They would come to the town oven, they would put the cholent in there. So it was good. And they would eat their cholent on Shabbos. But 2 days ago, you know, Leroy and Orville and the guy in London, they put in there all their chaser. They put in there all their goyish stuff. How's it shayach? So you have to know two things about the oven from the olden days. Number one, the oven given like the matzah bakery. So they're high. So the fire went on the whole bottom of the floor. So the bottom of the floor, anything that's splattered, what are we worried about? Things spilling and this, that's all burnt out. But we have another problem. Say this. So the bottom is burnt out. But the top, what don't we have that the food has seya, has liquid, has steam of this chaz is going up and it's going to the top of the oven roof. So now they another you say, said the Goyim of Vaish in the Chufa. He says, yeah, but the ovens in those days, big chimneys. Huge chimneys, that was the Metzias talk about. And the Metzias was that it would take it out, the Zeya didn't stick around. Whatever Zeya did stick around got burnt up because the ovens were noira hot. But what do you mean? But it's hot, and there was fire, there was tray for food over here. But it doesn't matter, because food believes they're either burnt out, or the zeh is gone, all the steam that was in this tray for food is gone now. So no problem, you can take your food and put it into that oven. Either it's a Lieben process, or there was no zeh. But it was in the same oven that had tray. But what's the difference? There's no remnant of that tray in the oven. Our oven, says the Goyim Reb Moshe, and this Shuvah Gamu is written 50 years ago, and the Maisa, Kimat the same. Nothing has changed in our ovens. It got worse. We'll see in a moment, Bez Hashem. But in our ovens, it is the same. It's a major problem. Our oven, says the Goyim Reb Moshe, is one big pot. That's what it is again. First we say over the Verma Pshutim. What is it? You have inside, you put inside, let's say, a chicken, and it's got the steam, and it's going, and this, and it's going, everywhere is it going? It's going to the roof of your oven. It goes up. That's a lid. The oven is just now a lid. So now, how did my oven become a fleshik oven? What does it mean, a fleshik oven? It was, the chicken's over there. The answer is very simple. The liquid of the chicken goes up, it goes there. I'm not talking now about the splattered bits and the things that fall, which is real chicken inside the oven. I mean, just the steam is an oven. The oven itself is a pot. It's a fleshik pot. And this is why, Varm Pshutim, a person can't take his chicken in his oven, cook it inside the oven, and then right afterward, you know, you had an oven, open up, chicken's splattering everywhere, nip on the mic, and then afterward he wants to go in there and he wants to cook his lasagna, his baked ziti, his cheesecake, his whatever. Avadi can't do it, because now the liquid that went up is now inside, and now the next food, its steam will go up, it'll bring down, it'll take up, it'll take this. Do you want to know, is it treif, is it fitl b'shishim? That's not our topic now. But Chalila v'chasa, you can't do this. That's a vada no shail in the world. That's also gomer for a yid to do. And that's why we know that lichat chila, of course, a person without any shail, he should have, like the minchas yitzchak right in the tshuva. He has to have two ovens. And we'll see in a moment. Even if there's the option of kashering, but the minchas yitzchak he writes, we know already the Magen Avraham tells us in Hilchos Yontif. It's in the talk of death. It's like Bim Goymai. But it's brought down, it's a concept in Yerodeh, brought down in all the paiskim in Yerodeh, in Aruch HaShulchan, in the Archei Tshuva, all the paiskim, Shibur brings it down. That we don't like the kashering things back and forth. Did you ever say, you know, you tell your wife, no, we don't need two sets of self-aware. Chas v'shalom, says the Shulchan Aruch and Simit Beit Dal has to have two sets. because it doesn't work. We don't want people kashering back and forth. Don't make mistakes. We don't need this. Same thing. Said the Minchas Yitzchak with your pot. Which pot? Your fleishika pot. Your oven. That pot we also don't want. That the fleishika pot, which is your oven, that you're going to now use for milchiks even if you plan on kashering. So that's what Boi says why number one. That's what most of the oil nowadays, most people they have this. Zoicha. Minchas Yitzchak writes, Ma'ayasa niyei bnei toire. What should the Ani and Bnei Toire do? They don't have money. Who has money for two ovens? Who has these? Maybe I'll answer for one oven, you know? Who has money for two ovens, says the Minchas Yitzchak. So we discussed, that's what we're going to discuss now. So what do you do? You only have one oven, but we'll see, it's not as Nageya. Most people talk, I have two ovens nowadays, I think. Is that not the Matthias in England? From where I come from, the old country, and there it's yourself also, that's the Matthias. But we're going to have to use this to bring out a different concept. We want to know if our challah is fleishiks. And we want to know about chalas milchiks. No, this is a good tashayim. So we'll go the next shlav for a moment. Is there any eitzah? Well, the Mishnah Berurah. We have a gem. The Mishnah Berurah is a big insight about the Mishnah Berurah. Whenever he wrote only on Or Chaim, it took him 26 years to write just on Or Chaim. But whenever the Mishnah Berurah, he gets a chance to discuss anything else in Kol HaTorah Kula, whether it's Yeridei or Chashim Mish, whatever. Whenever he gets his chance, the Mishnah Berurah is losing everything. Whatever he can throw in. So we have a Mishnah Berurah on Yeridei. Mamish, if you know this, you know the secret to everything. Mishnah Berurah in Tos Nun Aleph, we're discussing the laws of Hechsher, Kalim, of Kasher and Kalim, and everything. He throws in there a gem, Mapik Magoilis, Mishnah Berurah. Every answer you want to know to all of our questions are in these Mishnah Berurahs over there. People don't know this, but the Mishnah Berurah said everything there. One of the gems that the Mishnah Berurah tells us is he says, well, you have an oven, he's talking chametz over there. He says, you have an oven, and if the food in the oven is covered, Mishnah Berurah. If the food in the oven is covered, so then there's no problem. I have a chicken I put into the oven, and it was always covered. I never put anything in this oven that wasn't covered. Says the Goy Mishnah Berurah, this oven is absolutely not fleishiks. What do you mean it's not fleishiks? Of course it's fleishiks. It doesn't know anything. It was hot. The oven was hot. And it was chicken in the oven when it was hot. The answer is very simple. The answer is it was hot. But there was no ability for the Zeya to go and touch the roof of the oven because it was blocked. Does it have to be airtight? The Goyim of Maishi says no. Doesn't have to be airtight. The point is that we don't want the Zeya coming out. Did the Zeya not come out? No problem. The Zeya doesn't come out. So technically, if I yid with his whole life, he would do such a pretense. He would take this oven and he would say, this oven from now on, this is a... This oven is mamish, no fleishiks, no milchiks, it's parif. How's it parif? He always covers everything he puts in there, so technically he'd be able to put in right afterward the milchiks. Alright, what do you mean it's going to put in there? There's no zaya. So then nothing comes out, it's yericho, nothing goes out, nothing comes in. Okay, now there's other problems. Of course, if we have to worry that things spill over the side, you know, and there's mess and there's this, of course, there's no shayla. But now we also have an eitza. Things spill over the side. He goes, he looks at the tray, he looks at the rack, and he sees over there, there's chicken grease, there's labor that looks like Yom Kippur. And he's got on the ground. So fine, but nothing went up, right? Nothing went that way, nothing went that way. So he'll have a different rack, says the Goyim of Moshe. He'll have a rack for milchiks. He'll have a rack for fleishiks. And Shalom al Yisrael, right? What's going to be the worst thing? Nothing. Nothing can go out. Nothing can come in. Niflat the moy. What do you mean? The part where the rack, the hot rack, the fleishika rack is touching the oven wall. And then that's going to touch your milchika rack when you're going to put it in. That's going to be a hot rack touching hot oven. What's the answer? Heat. Who said it? Heat can't take out pleas. Heat can't take out pleas. We have to have liquid. We don't have liquid, we don't have a problem. But the Goyim of Moshe tells us already, it's not so practical. All the Paiskim say this. The Minchas Yitzchak, all the Paiskim. It's not so practical. Is it so practical? You're never going to cut. You're going to have food. It's not so, every food, the pot roast needs to be open, and this one needs to be, it's just not so practical. So we need to know, what are you doing that day? You have to have the foods open back and forth. So, this already gets into our greater topic. Could you kasher an oven? Not going to go into it. It's not so much our topic right now. But if you have to kasher back and forth. So this coolest, it has to do with the fact that it's not so poshit. Maybe the Zeya got burnt out. And maybe there's other cheshbainis. Perhaps it only requires a leap in cow. And this and that. And different cheshbainis. But others say, what do you mean? There's things in the oven that you can't kasher. That's not our topic. But tachlis, most place can say, if you want to use it from milchiks to fleishiks, most place can say, you could be soymich on kashering. How do you kasher? You turn on your, you clean it out. have to, you know, clean it out. So it doesn't have to be maybe with a death murder spray, but you clean it out and you make sure that there's nothing there bad, because we always have the bad problem. If we have bits, that's another, those bits are going to now fall into your Beit Zini. That is a problem. So what do? You clean it out, you get rid of the bits, but what about the failure? Cleaning doesn't help for the things that are absorbed. How do I get that out? Okay, so you kasha, the Minchas Yitzchak says, this ain't out of kasha. Other places can just say, take the oven, burn it out to the highest temperature that the oven gets to. Nowadays, there's a thermostat. So you know, it takes, you know, they used to say, it's an hour, this, that. Nowadays, you have a thermostat. You know that after 20 minutes, so it depends on your oven, but it doesn't get hotter because there's a thermostat. Very good. And then you could use it for milchus deflation. It's very simple. That's what I say, not our topic. That's the verb truth. Next, one more in the concept. I have another etzah. This is the etzah that everybody knows. What's this double wrapped business? What is this? How can I put it? You're taking your kosher food and putting it into a shreif oven. I knew I was going to have to give this shiur. So I asked my friends on British Airways, I said, can I please go into the, I want to see what it looks like in there. Ooh, you go in there, you see cold tooth. Hoo-ah! You see an oven over there, it's like kind of a convection monster. You open an oven, a monster. You got to see what's going on in there. Tray food, open up, it cooks better. I asked, why you leave the food open? It cooks much better. It's so much juicier and tasty. And it looks, and it's tray, and you have to see it. You think airplane, you think clean, you think this, you know. Hoo-ah! A monster. Later, Dick, what's cooked up? You know, night. And then I'm looking there, special kosher, he's taking it out with his hands, you know, grease, and I said, hey, special kosher, you have to see the matzah over there, right? You know, he's got, you know, he's petting his little friend, the chazer burden, and he takes it, and he's, and how am I eating that food? The parents says, oh, let's see, right? Let's see. It's hot, and it was in the oven, it was together, right? So if I have to worry that food splattered onto my lid, so that we know that halacha is stuck in your day, and Siman Tzadik Gimel, Tzadik Basil, and Siman Tzadik Ches, it goes straight through pots. Milk is good. You have a splatter. That splatter is milk. Somebody asked me, Arab Shabbos, a yogurt spritzed and went onto his chalet pot. So you have to start dining. Bittul Shushan does. You have to worry because it goes straight through pots. And that's how it works, Abba Yisai. The milk goes onto the pot, the bleeds go in, goes straight through the pot. So how's it going to work? Oh, yeah, I have chazer juice spilling and this and that, and it's going on a special kosher. Okay, so I went onto the first lid. Good. It went onto the, you know what? How's it get between the first lid and the second lid? You can't get through it. Right? It's tight, can't get through, nothing doesn't go. He wanted to tell you something. If you open up that second lid, we're going to call the second lid the second wrap. We have a silver foil on the first, and then we have the second silver foil. If you look in between there, and it's wet, wow, you have a problem. You certainly do have a problem. I was once on a plane. And I had the son sitting a few rows in front of me. And he came over to me, and he said to me, look over here, this is a problem. It seems like it's wet. I said, it does seem like, certainly does seem like a problem. So he says to me, Aber steht Gedasia. Okay, listen, the Biskadach, he's over there, there's a Yid over there, I mean, he's affiliated with Gedasia, he goes over, I see, puts his hand over there, he says, doesn't Tomashesi. Because the food that went on, that maybe splattered, and went onto the first lid, the liquid that brought it through, and then it went to that lid, once it went to the first, once you're on the first lid and it could be wet there, then you have a problem. You have a problem. It's not for now. Oh, but that's a problem. But think of what we normally say, Michon, when you have a case of double wrapping. It's in that cloud. We hope that it's not going to be wet. So over here, whatever fell on top. And whatever's in between, no problem, because it's dry. And therefore, my food remains kosher. So why did I go over to complain to that yid on the plane? Rabbi Yitzchak Treif! He had special wrap. It was solid. There was no holes. Garnish. It wasn't wet in between. I'm going to tell you, what that yid, how he took his food on the plane. He says, hey, open up. It's hot. You ever see that? It's hot. It's posh. It's hot. It comes out high. So he takes his fork and knife out of his tray, you know, there's a little tray garden. He takes out the knife and the fork and he takes it and he starts cutting through and he's cutting through his package and he's taking his this and that and he starts eating and he's eating. You know what he just did? He took his fork and his knife and he cut through. Why do you have double wrapping, Rabbi Yisai? Because all of the tray of juice that's spilling off and all of the zeya and the schmitz which is going around in the tray for oven is now on top of this plastic. You know what you have to do with that plastic? You have to take that plastic off. You take it like this. You take it off. You don't even leave it on the table. You count the chalila v'chad tray. You take that tray. You throw it up. You wash your hands. That's the loss in shukunah. You wash your hands. Don't chalila v'chad use that knife and fork. Then after we can start talking about removing the second thing. And that's halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Nishtachun. Yeshiva. So it's still making Baita. But now we understand, Rabbi Yisai. Double wrapping, verstehen, now we understand. And we call to understand that if a person is in a bind, he's in a bind and he doesn't know this, he has to use his fleishik oven, and he doesn't have time because he wants to put in a pizza. Right? He doesn't have time, he's running, he's this, that. So we can understand that he takes the double wrapping of the silver foil, he wraps it around twice, that's considered two pots. Good, that's ready. Nothing went in, nothing went out. Is this mutter l'chatchilo? Is it mutter to do things like this l'chatchilo? It's a world war. The Mishabu in one place is mashma, yes. In another place is mashma, no. From Moshe, the Ramos mashma, yes, no. So I can't say to do such a thing l'chatchilo, I can't say. But certainly, you know, if he's in a bind, he's in a shasachak, he has no choice. He's in a hotel, in a hospital, and this, a double wrapping. So that's the answer. No, that's number one. Another Nikuda Boisai. That we all understand that if on the rack itself there's actual food, there's actual trays, there's actual this, that about it, you gotta wipe that off. You don't want that there. We don't. Okay. That's my boy's side. The first is side. Good. Next. And then we can get to our shyness. And now I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna go out for a moment to a whole new story. Whole new story. Before we get back to our friend the Chava, I wanna go to a whole new story. Another Simon Shulchan Aruch, a Simon Sadi Hei in Shulchan Aruch. I told you a different story in the Gamre, boy's side. What's this all about? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch that discusses a case in the Gemara Bemis. Abai Sai, you take everyone, everything over here, most people, the Torah says already, the minig is, we have a fish pot. A fish pot, you cook fish in a fish pot, we don't want to cook fish in a fleshika pot. But the Maisa, what happens, you know, you're in a bind, you don't have a fleshika pot. You don't have a fish pot, excuse me. Are you allowed to cook fish in a fleshika pot? This is a Maisin Bekol Yom Shaila, Erev Shabbat Shaila, right? I'm not saying, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is you have a fish pot. But you don't have the fish pot this weekend. Are you allowed to use your fleshik pots? And we think, well, fish and fleshik is dangerous. I don't know. Don't even ask such a question. It's in the Fushi Gemara. The Gemara's example of potted is fish. That's the Gemara's example. Donkey, sha'alu b'kaida, fish that you put into a fleshik pot. Such fish, are you allowed to eat it with milchix? In Chabakash. You're allowed to eat it with milchix? Are you allowed to eat it? Should the Gemara should all say. What do you mean you're allowed to eat it with milchix? You took fish and you cooked it in a fleshik pot. You know what it says in this Gemara? It says in this Gemara that the blias, these absorbed bits of the meat, then they go into your fish, not dangerous. The only time it's dangerous is when you have fish and you have meat. Bam! When you have it there. But when you have just blias, it's not dangerous. I'm not coming to change menhagim. You should still have a fish pot. But if you're in a bind and you don't have a fish pot, you can cook your fish in a fleshik pot. Good. But from this point on, we're going to use my example always. Look at it. You know, my example will be noodles. Lakshin. Okay? Pot. So now I want to know, what's the status of my pot of abduction? This goes, of course, for all pirate foods. And this is our voice side. You don't have to be a buck in your day. You have to know this. Just like you have to know Ilchus Shabbos, Ilchus Baita, Ilchus Tefillah. You have to know your everyday life. So what do? You come to the fridge. Inside the fridge, there's noodles. Can I take those noodles and can I put them with my cottage cheese? You have to know the answer to this question. And you need to know. You know, and I don't know. I have a fleshik pot. I have a fleshik pot. I cook inside their lakshin. I want to know, what's that offer? Can I put that with the cheese? Can I do a little chilo? I find it in the fridge. I don't know what it is. Do I have to assume it's fleshik's milk? It's, what's that offer? Potters and all these in yonim. So let's go to the Yisrael. Says the Gemara over there. After Agansa Gemara, Agansa Riches, we passed him like Rav, Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadi Hei. So I'm going to say over here two halachas today. For Ashkenu Bnei Asfaradim and for the Ashkenazim. What are the two halachas? Halacha number one, Svarim hold that if you have lakshin cooked in a fleshik pot, and of course everyone understands it goes backwards the other way too. Not sure it's chas v'shalom, it's also chas v'shalom, it makes the food chayv. But you have lakshin cooked in a fleshik pot. You take the lakshin from the fleshik pot. Can I put it now with the milchix? So the first thing you have to know is that lakshin is never going to make you fleshik. You don't have to wait 6 hours. This we'll talk about a little bit more tomorrow, Nitzashem. But it will never make you have to wait 6 hours. All that came out, why? Are blias. Now, boys, you know what these blias are? These are weak blias. Till now, we discussed strong blias, you know? A milk pot, fleshiks. The milk came straight into the fleshiks. There was milk in that pot. And he comes out straight into the fleshiks. That's already strong blias. These are called einiklach, not barnats. These aren't strong blias. The fleshiks went into the pot. After the fleshiks went into the pot, the blias went into the lakshin. It's already still, you know, it's already getting weak. It's an einikl shayim. It's already a door down. Now, you want to know, can I take that weakened blia, which is inside the lakshin, and I can put it together with cottage cheese? Says the Shulchan Aruch, not lichatchil. What does that mean? You can't cook the lakshin with the das, with the intention in a fleshik pot to go and put it with with the cheese. That you cannot do. Even Achenu Bnei Asfaradim. What could you do though? Let's say you did it already. You cooked lakshin. You have leftover lakshin here. It was cooked in a ben yoimai pot. That means that the food in this ben yoimai pot, there was fleishiks that was cooked within 24 hours. Hot fleishiks that was in this pot. Now it's clean, of course. That lakshin I cooked in there, I didn't do it with the intention of putting it with the cottage cheese. But now I have that lakshin. Can I put it with the cottage cheese? Achenu bnei asvaradim hold you can put it with the cottage cheese. We, the Ashkenazim, hold you are not permitted lechatchila, even at this point, to take that lakshin and put it with the cottage cheese, even if you didn't do it with the intention, and now you have that lakshin, you can't. It's an einikol. It's an einikol. It's still epis. It's a bliya. It's a derabanan. Because epis a bliya. Because I didn't want you putting that with the cottage cheese. However, if it happens, if the evidence got mixed, and these things happen, these things happen. They come home. He says the lakshin. He says lakshin. He just goes straight to the fridge. He's in, you know, fresh mode. He comes in. He takes out the lakshin. He doesn't think. He puts it with the cottage cheese. His wife comes out. She screams. She's got to push it out. What's it going on? Once you did it, the food is 100% kosher. I once went around to all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. I said, is it even in it? Should I maybe just try and wipe it off? The cottage cheese? They all went, you don't have to. Chazal said, don't do it. But once you did it already, you put that lakshin, the ben yoimai, was cooked within 24 hours. There was hot meat in that pot. And now it's clean pot. And now you have the lakshin in that pot. Don't go and put it. Don't make it with the intention for the cheese. And don't, even if it's done, don't go and put it with the cheese. But if it's done, mutter. That's one case. The second case, Abayi Sai, is you have a case of where it's an einoy ben yoimai. Abayi Sai, this is the, I'd say 90% of my Yoyim Adayi Shailas. If you have this Yisai, you know the answer. Still, the answer, you guys, call a rabbi. But this is going to be the answer, Abayi Sai. What's the answer going to be? The first question the rabbi is going to tell you, he's going to ask you, Rabid, was this pot, is this pot fleishiks? You're going to get like all of them, so fleishiks, Rabid. This pot was 27 years used for a cholent, right? It's a 27-year fleishik pot. It's older, you took to the rub, you know, it's young man. It's older than you, Rabid, this pot, right? It tells them, the rabbi says, was it used for fleishiks within the last 24 hours? She said, yes, the cholent was sitting in the pot. Right? I'm sitting in the pot. No, let's try one more time. But I want to know, at what point was there hot cholent in this pot? So the hot cholent wasn't in this pot for 26 hours. But it was there afterward, and then I washed it out, and then I made the noodles. But there hasn't been hot fleishiks in this pot for 24 hours, and now it's clean. So then the bliyas inside that pot are dead. And you know what the halacha is that in such a situation? They're dead bliyas. And the halacha is chalila to use it lechatchila for milchiks. But if the person calls me up and says, I use the milchik pot for to put the fleishiks, and I ask them, has there been hot fleishiks in that, hot milchiks in that pot for 24 hours? If the answer to that question is no, so then the pot, you got a kasha. Can't go into it now, but the pot, you got a kasha. But the food is kosher. That's how this is how it is. I get a shayla. Rabbi, I put inside fleishik chveis into my milchika pan, my milchika pot, whatever. And so I threw out the food. I just want to know about the pot. So I always say, fleishik, the food is kosher because it hasn't been used, the pot, in 24 hours, and therefore the bliyas are dead, and therefore the food, if anything that came out was dead. So therefore the food is kosher. You have to kasha the pot. It's a different story. It's got confusion. Fleishik's in there, milk is in there. You got to kasha the pot. Good. That's the halacha. And Rabbi said, but you know, I always get a different answer. They always tell me, Rabbi, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Was it hot fleishiks in the last 24 hours? I don't know. He took the bachur. I don't even ask him out there. You know, do I know if it was used for fleishiks in the last 24 hours? I don't know. What's fleishiks? I don't know. So what's the answer? Then we have another cloud, which is not our topic right now, but we say stam kalim are einoy ben yoimoy. We take on that the stam kli, we don't have to worry. It has to do with sphakis. We don't have to assume that the kli in front of us has been used within 24 hours, and even if you don't know. So therefore, we assume that the bliyas are dead. Good. Come back to us now. Now I have this fleishik pot, hasn't been used in 24 hours. Now that's a whole different story. That means the bliyas coming out of him are dead, number one. And where's it going into? It's going into my lakshin. So that means it's a weak bliya, it's an einikol of a bliya of a dead bliya. Right? It's an einikol of a dead bliya. Sounds like a face, some kind of a levito. Mishkeh, right? So when that comes out, then I put that with cottage cheese. Achenu b'nei asfaradim. Now it just goes down a level. They hold you can even do this lichatchila. They hold you can take the pot and you can lichatchila take this fleishika einay b'yoymay pot, make your lakshin, then afterward take the lakshin out and put it with the cottage cheese. Achenu b'nei ashkenazim. We hold a level down. We hold you can't do it with that intention. You can't do it with the das to put it with the cottage cheese. But once you made it already, you know, for Thursday night, you made noodles that you're having with ketchup, and then Friday afternoon, you got those noodles over there, and now they were made in an Eino Ben Yoimai pot, or a pot that you don't know its status, and they were made with an Eino Ben Yoimai pot. You can take that lakshin, and now you can put it with cottage cheese. This, my boy, say, Adkan, the Dvorim Hapshutim. Now, you can start our shaylas. What's a shayla? So now I want to know, what's the status of the challah going into my oven? Oh, I have one more thing to discuss. You know, now after hearing all this interesting raid about ovens and about Zaya and all these interesting things, I got a question for my friends over here. A microwave. Is a microwave, you can have one microwave. No, you have people, they walk around and say, yeah, you need one microwave, it's no big deal. Plus, the challah, no problem, right? Of all the things we discussed today, microwave is the most evil. Why is microwave the most evil? Because I'm going to tell you, my friends, the microwave people, how's the microwave work? They tell me, I say, you haven't noticed, there's no fire in there. It's kasha, no? Good kasha. How's the food get out? So they have what's called microwave. You have to have some kind of a wave. You look inside, you can see it. And they have a wave, and it finds the moisture inside the food, and it goes like this. And it finds any moisture it can find. You ever notice you put a potato in there and it comes out like face a massive, you know, some dry a massive, right? Why? Because the microwave, they're dying to find schmitz. They're going after the schmitz and go cha 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 cha, and they shake it up very, very fast, any moisture they can find. And that's what they do. They shake it up so fast, they make this, they use the moisture, and that's how they get the heat. That's how they get the heat. And that's how it cooks the potato. That's what happens. Everyone knows. That's what it is. So I have a guy, you know what a microwave is now? I don't know how to say this in English. A microwave is a Zaya monster. That's what it is. It's a bunch of Zaya monster. You put there your fleishiks inside the microwave, and it went cha 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 cha, and it took the liquid and the Zaya and steam. You ever take the microwave and you open it up and steam everywhere. I'm out of it, yeah? And then after, do you want to put your milk in there? I suggest not. That's why, of all the things we discussed today, a microwave might be. Now, technically, if you would have a microwave, you'd cover the food inside of it. Yeah, try covering the food in the microwave. You ever hear this noise? In English, that means pop, right? You know what happens? Because it goes, it's very simple, but it's going. That's what happens. You get all, that's why one's over there. That's the magic of Baisan. That's why a microwave is a serious problem. I did once ask a Balyash. He said if you take a microwave and you poke a hole in the top, you don't have to worry that the Zaya can come out of there, but it's enough that the pressure won't go. Okay, you have these microwave friendly things and he wants to have one. But I don't know. My experience with microwaves are things pop, things this, things that. I don't know. And then you have to kosher a microwave, and that's b'chlal not a kosher suggestion. So I'm not going to get to the microwave right now, but at least we understand the microwave is a shayla. That's all I want to oilam, a big, big shayla. Now I want to go to a challah. Now that we know about steam, and we know about this, so we want to know tachas, we want to know parav. I want to know now, is my challah parav? Why? What's the shayla b'chlal? I took my challah, I baked it in a fleishik oven. The father should be fleishik, no? Now, it doesn't make us fleishik, we saw. It doesn't make me have to wait 6 hours. But if I can't eat it, I make this challah in my milchika oven, and I want to now go and use this challah for the meal, for the Shabbos Sudas, for the Shabbos Fleishik and Shabbos Sudas. Am I allowed to? So we think to ourselves, oh, this Fleishik, the mother can. What's a shayla? Right? But now we have to put everything together, and now we have to see what we have to be able to put all of these factors together, and let's start dining. So, number one, you put it, what happens when I take a challah and I put it in there? So you open up a challah, you open up an oven, and you're going to see, interesting, you're going to see a lot of steam, it looks like, no? You ever open up a challah, open up the oven, and you see all this steam, right? And I'm coming to the horn something, but you see, you open up a challah, and you see steam, it's like, you're massive. Everyone knows you open a challah, you're cooking a chayra. We would say, okay, so let's go back to our factors. You put it in the milchika oven, the oven has milchik zeya all over the top of the oven, and whatever, all around, and now that's Zaya, the stomach of the challah steam, it went up to the roof of the oven, it grabbed it out, it brought it down, it put it into the challah. I'm good. Now you have. So what is this? Okay, so it's like a challah that I cooked in a fleishikapat, a milchikapat that didn't grow healthy, right? A milchikapat. So what's the din of the lakshin in that milchikapat? So we have to start doing what we did before. If I'm doing it with the intention of using this for a fleishikamil, even in an ainah bin yoymai, that's a problem. So that's what's come out. Archaavu is an ainah. Let's say it's an ainah bin yoymai oven. Now it's an oven that hasn't been used in 24 hours. Fine. But I'm making the chawa to be used. Lichatchila with what? With my fleishik and suda. So lichaira, that should be a problem. The chawa should be forbidden to use with the fleishik and suda. The steam is, that's what should come out. But Rabbi Isai, the Goyim of Moshe, he tells us it's not so. And he's right, lichaira. Because the Prima Godim says this. And this is something that we have to understand, Rabbi Isai. That which is scientifically, or what seems to us to look like a certain way, is not necessarily the halacha. You know, we open up the oven and we see steam. And I saw one sefer, he writes exactly how we just put the dvarim. He says, shoot, push it. Avada the chalas over here, there's no shayla. These chalas are absolutely flesh, milkis, whichever the case may be. These chalas are absolutely milkis. You see the steam, that was his raya. You see the steam, and the steam goes up, and the steam goes into the oven, and the steam comes down. And the mela, your chalas are now 100% milk. About Rabbi Isai, the Moshe writes, he brings the Prima Godin, and he says, this concept of Zeya is a Chiddush, a very big Chiddush. It's a Chumas Arash. You know, in the other Mishayim, they don't bring this concept of Klal. So Zeya, it's a Pia Mishnah Machshirim. If you can figure out how from Tumah V'Taiva, right, it gets all the way to Yom Day and does, you figure that out, you come back, you'll be giving the Shir next year. You know, this is not a basic Shaila, but the state in the Rosh. The Prima Godin said, this Chiddush of the Rosh is only by things that are Dvarim Lachim. Dvarim Lachim says the Prima Godin, but Yesh L'Stapik. Let's worry. Let's be mistapik about Chaylev Mehutach, some type of a Chaylev which is a liquidy Chaylev and dust. But what about that? Does that have Zeya? We don't know what the question is. Of course it has Zeya. The Chaylev is liquidy. It's wet. It's slimy. It's dust. It has Zeya. The Prima Godin says Yesh L'Stapik. I'm not sure if that has Zeya. Maybe only if it's really lach, it has Zeya. But not if it's a little bit lach. Says the Goyim Reb Moshe. But what if it's not at all lach? It's a davar yavesh. It's dry. It's not the Goyim Reb Moshe. Then it does not have Zeya. The Kulei Alma. And that Bechoya is correct. That doesn't have Zeya. And we have a kaj. You know what that means? That means, you know what a chal is? A chala is a chicken that's covered. Nothing goes out. Nothing comes in. Not the chal, you know what a chal is? It's like I would have a covered thing in my oven. Nothing goes from the oven roof into my chicken because it was covered. So you know what a chal is? A chal comes with its own self-made cover. Whatever imaginable zeya stays in because there is no zeya. So that means when I take a chal and I put it into an oven, so then it's hot, it's heat. Fleishik of heat, it's coming out, the milk of the heat, it's coming out, it's going to be a chal. You know what the answer is? Heat doesn't take out bleas. Heat doesn't have the ability to remove bleas. So then the heat that's going to come out of the roof, how's it going to get in there? We need Zeya. But Moshe said there is no Zeya. But I open up the oven and I see steam. You know what the answer to that is? What you call steam, it's not halachic steam. It's not steam. That's, you know, I'll give you a different name. We'll call it an English name. Smoke. Happy? But okay, call it pickle juice. But halachically, it is not Zeya. It's not Zeya because it's dry. And this chiddush of Zeya that has the ability to bring out koyches and this, that, and whatever, that was only this chiddush by a davar lach. Okay? Lefi this, let's go back to the oven now. So now, I'm going to teach you how to make challahs and cookies. Again, we're now not in the Dvarim Pshutim. We're saying possible chedushim now. What are the chedushim? The chedushim are, how do you make your cookies on Erev Shabbos? You want to have flesh. You want to have, be able to eat these with your fleishik meals. You want to be able to eat this milk chalas. You want to eat them with the fleishiks and you have in the milk like all of the dust. How do you do it? So the first and foremost, what you have to do is a boyside, is that shrei. I can't be responsible for the tray. If things are going to spill over, and chicken grease is spilling over, and it's on the tray, and this, and that actual chicken on the tray, and you have a challah straight on the tray, I'm not getting involved in that. This chicken that went up. The first thing we do is we look at the tray, we make sure, you don't have to take it, you don't have to clean it out to death, you don't have to clean it out with the death murder spray, but you just have to make sure there's nothing there. You just have to clean it. One wipe, you wipe around, now it's clean, and it's dry. Oh, so it's dry. Now I take my baking paper, right, and I put it under. So what's going to happen? The fleishik ablias, they're trying to get into my challah from underneath, right? The fleishik ablias, which were on the tray, they're trying to come up. They can try, they're not going to be successful. Because in between, it's dry. We clean the bottom, it's dry, there's a piece of paper in between. The ablias are trying to come out, they're trying to get the papers right there though. So, but it's heat. The heat is not going to remove the blias. And the heat is not going to take the blias out of the tray, and the paper remains hot, but it remains parved. And then when it tries to get into the top, nothing happened that way. But what about on top? What about that? I have to be careful. I have to wipe on the top also and make sure that there's nothing that's going to fall down from Shemayim, some kind of a spritz that was there, and there could have been chicken over there. Who knows what milk is, whatever. And that can spritz onto my challah that I'm not going to. Maybe clean out the top. But what about the Zeyah? The Zeyah is taking out the blias. There is no Zeyah in challah. So that's our Baisai, the first finish. The second finish of Baisai, and that's true. And that's true by cookies. Is it true by all cookies? You have to talk to your wife. I don't know. Some cookies are very liquidy and batter, and that might yes have Zeyah. That might yes have Zeyah. But if you take a kokosh cake, or you take a place, more of a starker batter, so then you do it the same way. You clean out the bottom, you put the baking paper or the tray or whatever underneath, and now your challahs are 100% parus. And that's the case. Now, another thing of Baisai. I'll tell you one last problem. We'll end with this. Is I have one last problem.
That's if oven is ben yomai.
Sorry?
That's if oven is ben yomai.
I'm going to tell you a chiddush, even if the oven is a ben yomai, according to what you just said, because it's yirichai, ein yotzei ve'ein nichnas. There's no zeya. No, I could put it up inside, but now, I want to tell you about, I have a problem. I don't know if I'm going against the minhag olam or not going against the minhag olam, but I'm going to tell to you for 2 minutes about the grates. The grates on top of the oven. The thing what we said today, what should come out, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah, people think that Sefer filled the chumas, kula gedoyla, maybe. Or Moshe brings this kula, our grates on top of the oven. So what's going on in our grates? The grate is a hot thing. I'm not talking, everyone knows about that white enamel stuff. If things fall on that, that thing has milk that fell on it, that thing has flesh that fell on it, that has major problems. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about specifically the grapes. Can I use the same grape for milk? It's the flesh, it's flesh, it's the milk. Can I use the same grape? That's what I'm talking about now. Sorry? On the stovetop, oh, they lose English on top. They have the pot. You put them on something. Chatzuva, it's called in Hebrew. Does that help anybody? Chatzuva, what? Excuse me.
Hub.
Okay. It's a hub. Good. Now everyone knows. But I'm talking about the part that's just the metal part. It makes sense. That's more the metal. You stick it up. What? The hub, but not the metal. Mister. What? Yeah. The gas. Oh, but the part you put the pot on, Rabbi Sai, the Kedoshim. Good. What does it? Ah. The great. Okay, let me invite that place. Don't go out of here, place. If you want to see me tomorrow, you should come to me. I'm a place. The great. That great, I don't know. They tell me that the minig of people, if they use the same one as the milk, same one for flesh, I don't know. Is that the minig of people? I don't know. I'm not getting involved. That's not my job right now. But I want to tell you, I think it's a bit of a problem. Should I tell you why do they say it's mutter? Let's see. Underneath the pot is dry, right? The pot is dry. There's fire there. The pot underneath is dry. That shtickle metal over there, he's also dry, right? What is it? It's dry. So you have blias. I'm sure there were blias that had previously had gone in to that grate. I'm sure they went in because things spill over and things went on and this and that. So there's blias there, but how are they going to come out? How are they going to come out? There's no liquid in between the pot and the grate. So how are they going to come out? So the Mela, they say you can use the one for milchiks, you can use the one for fleishiks, they say you can use the one for tray. There's that. Hakol, niflat the mic. And then they say even more. Mishnah Berurah says, he says it also gets burnt out. The fire burns it out. There's a fire constantly on it. The fire burns it out. I'd like you to go home, and I would like you to see your ovens, and I would like to tell you, as an experienced rabbi, that most of my shilas are this shiloh, that the liquids of the milk, or the fleishik, the soup, spilled over. And it spilled over onto the grate, and then right afterwards she came on, she put a milk like egg onto that same grate, and it was liquid, and it was wet. And now bleas come out from there to there. Well, that's just push it. Now the bleas can come out. If things were liquid in there, so okay, it's not all the time, I'm asking, and it's only a safek, it's not 100%. But in Hilchos Basar v'Chalav, you have to have a separate tablecloth for Basar, the Shulchan Aruch says this. For Basar, the Chalav, this. So I don't know, this is not more of a problem? This is not more of a problem that liquids can spill over from the chicken soup onto the. And what do you want to say? But it gets burnt out! Go home. I wouldn't suggest this, but put your finger, not onto the part where the fire is, but the grate is a grate, and it's all connected. And we say, Ham, because I'll say Ham Kulai. And that part's there, first of all, don't even get hot. First of all, they get hot. Don't get yatsa lettuce, but certainly don't get burnt out. Certainly got. And you know what's a bigger problem? The glass ones. The glass oven. Everyone knows what I'm talking about? The glass stove top?
Ceramic.
Hobbs, Rabbi Isai. That might be a major problem. And things manage to spill there. Oh, and then they sit. And you know, till now we can say they spill, and they spill under, and then you clean it out anyways, but nothing can sit on that grate. That grate is very, very thin. But here, they spill over. Where do they go? They spill over. They go right underneath the pot. And then, okay, so you clean it afterward, but what if you miss the spot? And what if this and that? But it's just pushing. The grates I have an issue with. the grapes, I think, is an issue. I know it's very easy to go to a treifa place and you want to kasher, very simple. Just take the grape and put it in the fire and put it there for a mafatar, open it takes your hands, use a chveis pans, you can kasher them. It's shkvel to kasher. But to use the same one for milchiks and fleishiks, I would not suggest.
Yeah.